Title: Jungle Arp in Ableton Live 12, resample it for rewind-worthy drops intermediate. Alright. Let's build a proper, jungle-style arpeggio hook in Ableton Live 12 and then do the most important part, resample it into audio so we can treat it like a sample, not like a polite little synth line, because in drum and bass, especially jungle-flavored stuff, the arp isn't just a melody. It's a tool for energy. It's something you can chop, reverse, pitch dive, gate, distort, and slam into the drop so hard it feels like the track just got rewound and refire. We're working intermediate today. That means we're not only making a cool sound, we're making it mix-ready and mastering aware on its own bus, so it stays consistent without stealing your headroom or getting in the way of your drums and bass. Step 0. Set the context so the arp actually means something. Set your tempo to 170 to 174 BPM. I'll sit at 172 for this. Now build a quick loop so you're designing into reality. Put a drum break on an audio track. Warp on. Amen. Think, Apache anything with ghost notes will teach you quickly whether your arp is actually locking. Then add a bass. Keep it simple if you want. Like operator doing a sub plus a res layer, or any bass you already have in the project. The point is, your arp needs to survive the break and the low end. One big discipline move right now. Leave headroom. Aim for your master peaking around -6 dB while you build. Don't chase loudness yet. If you build too hot, resampling gets brittle fast and you'll fight distortion in a bad way later. Cool. Now step 1. Create the arp synth using stock devices. Make a MIDI track called ARP MIDI. Drop in Waveatable. Operator also works if you want more classic bite, but Waveatable is fast to shape. In Waveatable, start simple. Oscillator 1 as a saw. Oscillator 2 as a square, lower level, just to add that hollow edge that reads like old rave gear. Add unison, but keep it tasteful. 2 to 4 voices, low to moderate amount. We're not detuning into trance land. Jungle arps want focus, not a fog. Filter time. Use a low pass 24 dB. Start your cutoff somewhere like 2 to 6 kHz depending on brightness. Add a little drive, like 1 to 3 dB, just to bring it forward. Now shape the amp envelope into a pluck. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. You want ticky, not washy. Now put Ableton's arpeggiator device before the synth. Set style to up, or up slash down if you want more movement. Rate at 1/16. Gate around 45 to 65%. Shorter gate gives you more of that jungle tick. Steps can be free-running, or set to 8 or 16 if you want a predictable loop. And set distance to 12 for an octave jump, because that's one of the easiest ways to get that classic rave lift without writing a huge chord progression. Harmony. Keep it jungle. Don't overchord it. Write a one-bar chord in something like F minor, F, Ab, C. Then add one tension note lightly. Try Eb for the minor 7, or even GB as a flat 2 flavor if you want it darker and more ominous. The jungle trick is that two notes plus a tension tone can feel more aggressive than a full lush chord stack. Okay. Step 2. Make it sit like a DNB hook before you resample it. On the ARP MIDI track, we'll build a pre-resample chain. Think of this as print ready, not final mix. First, EQ 8. High pass it. Somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Steep slope. This is non-negotiable. If your ARP has anything hanging out in the low mids, it will eat your bass clarity and make your kick feel small. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip in the 2 to 4 kHz area, just 1 to 3 dB. If it's not reading on small speakers, a little push around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can give it readability. That range is where the ear grabs onto the pattern. Next, saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. And important, trim output so you're not just getting excited because it got louder. Match perceived loudness. You're adding density, not cheating. Then add chorus ensemble for width, but subtle. Amount like 10 to 25%. Slow rate. DNB doesn't like blurry midrange. If you go too wide, your break loses definition and the arp becomes a smear. Keep the core solid. Then reverb. Hybrid reverb is perfect. Plate or hall. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the transient stays punchy. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't fizz. If you insert it, keep mix low, like 8 to 18%. Honestly, throws are often better than constant reverb in the drop, but we'll get there. Finally, utility for discipline. Width around 80 to 120%. Don't go wild yet. And since we already high-passed, you shouldn't have low-end stereo problems, but you can always do a quick monobolo check later. At this point, the ARP should feel ravey, but not massive. Perfect, because resampling is where we go savage. Step 3. Resample in Ableton Live 12. We want audio so we can chop and warp it like a classic jungle sample. And here's a big coach note. Resample performance, not just notes. Before you record, decide what you're going to play. Cutoff, drive, reverb send, gate amount, maybe pitch. If you have a macro setup, great. If not, automation works. The goal is to capture motion. Jungle hooks feel alive when the resample contains human feeling movement that you can later slice up. Option A is straightforward resampling. Create a new audio track named ARP Resample. Set audio from to the ARP MIDI track. Not resampling unless you really mean the whole master. This is one of the classic mistakes. People accidentally print the entire track with drums and bass, and then wonder why everything is glued together forever. ARM ARP Resample and record 8 to 16 bars while you tweak. Ride the filter cutoff. Push the saturator slightly on certain phrases. Throw a bit more reverb at the end of every two bars. Little moves. This is seasoning, not chaos. Option B. Freeze and flatten. Right-click the ARP MIDI track, freeze, then flatten. That prints exactly what you had post-devices. It's clean and consistent, but you lose that performed automation take feeling unless you already wrote automation. I like recording, because it captures happy accidents. Now, print three versions. This is where your future arrangement gets easy. Print one called ARP Clean. Less saturation, less reverb, solid and wide. Print one called ARP Grit. More drive, maybe a bit more mid-focus. Print one called ARP Lo-Fi. Band limited and slightly nasty for builds. Quick gain staging rule while printing. Aim for the ARP peaking around -12 to -8 dBFS before it hits the recording track. If you print too hot, later saturation and limiting gets brittle, and the high end starts sounding like sandpaper. After printing, don't normalize. Use clip gain so all three prints are roughly similar loudness. That makes /B decisions fast and honest. Step 4. Turn the resample into drop ammunition. Now we're in audio world. This is where jungle thinking kicks in. Chop, space, attitude. First, warp settings. If it's rhythmic and percussive, set warp mode to beats. Preserve 1/16. That keeps it tight and makes chops feel intentional. If it's more legato and tonal, you can try complex or complex pro, but be aware of CPU and potential smearing. And another coach note, warp like a drummer, not like a synth nerd. Your goal is not perfect grid alignment. Your goal is locking with the break swing. Nudge warp markers so those ticky transients sit with ghost notes. Sometimes the magic is slightly late on certain 16ths. Let the break lead. The ARP is the hype man. Now consolidate. Find a clean one or two bar section you like. Then consolidate it so you've got a neat clip. Duplicate it and start making call and response. And leave silences. Jungle loves negative space right before impact. A tiny hole can feel like someone grabbed the record. Now, signature drop edits. Here are three that work constantly. First, tape stop-ish pitch dive. Add shifter on the audio clip, or automate clip transpose. Automate pitch down by -12 to -24 semitones over half a bar to a full bar. Then combine it with a reverb tail so it feels dramatic instead of just lower. Second, the rewind fake out. Duplicate the last half bar of a phrase. Reverse it. Add a reverb tail and do a quick high pass sweep back in, like you're reintroducing the spectrum. It's that wait what moment that sets up the drop. Third, gate chops. Put auto pan on the audio track. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, not panning. Set rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Amount 60 to 100%. Use a sharper shape for more chop. This instantly turns a straight ARP into a stuttery jungle engine. If you want an advanced flavor for the last moment of a phrase, beat repeat, but sparingly. Put it on the audio, not the MIDI. Use it like a fill, not a lifestyle. Try grid at 1/16 normally, and if you want triplet pressure, try 1/12 for triplet 16ths. Set chance to 0% and automate the on button just for the last half bar. Then resample that moment so it becomes repeatable. Step 5. Mastering aware processing on the resampled ARP. This is the mastering category mindset. Not final mastering of the whole track, but treating your ARP like its own controlled minimaster, so it stays consistent in the mix. Group your resampled layers into an ARP bus. On the ARP bus, start with EQ8. High pass around 180 to 300 Hz. If your bass is huge, don't be afraid of 250 to 400 Hz. The ARP is a mid and top instrument in DNB. Notch harshness often around 3 to 6 kHz. If you really need air, a tiny shelf at 10 to 12 kHz, 1 to 2 dB, but only if it's not already fizzy. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just glue. Don't squash. The groove needs to breathe. Then saturate or post glue. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This is density. It stays present effect. Then limiter for safety. Sealing at minus 1 dB. Only catch peaks, like 1 to 2 dB max. This is not a loudness war on your ARP bus. If your ARP bus is pinned, your drop will actually feel smaller, because you stole all the punch. Now sidechain, because DNB punch is sacred. Add a compressor on the ARP bus. Sidechain input from your kick or your drum group. Ratio around 3:1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 50 to 120 ms. Set threshold until you feel the kick snap through and the ARP politely ducks. And do not sidechain blindly. Tune the release to the break. Listen to the snare backbeat. If the ARP blooms right before the snare, shorten the release. If it never recovers, lengthen it. The sweet spot is usually where the ARP returns just after the kick transient, but before the snare body lands. Now do a brutal mono check. Put utility on the ARP bus and hit mono. If your ARP disappears, your width is built on face tricks, not on real mid-energy. Fix it by reducing chorus amount, or do a mid-slash-side approach. Keep the mid strong around 1 to 3 kHz, high pass the sides around 300 to 600 HE, and only let the top end be wide. That's how you get crowd translation. Wide on a system, still audible on a phone.